Hi everyone. Welcome to lecture 13 of OpenRefine. In today's lecture, we will look at how we can save and export data from OpenRefine. When you export a project from OpenRefine, you'll be saving the data as well as all the information about the cleaning and data transformation steps that you've done. Once you've saved a project, you can open it up again and be just where you stopped before. By default, OpenRefine is saving your project as you work. If you close OpenRefine and open it up again, you'll see a list of projects. You can click on any one of your projects to open it up again. In order to export a project from OpenRefine, go to the top right corner and click on Export. Then click on OpenRefine Project Archive to File. By default, this file will be downloaded to your default download directory. Or else, like me, my settings is such that I can choose the directory where I want to save my file. So as you can see, I downloaded it previously, but let's just replace this version. So now I will go to the directory where I downloaded this project file. The .tar.gz extension means that it's a compressed file. So on Mac and Linux, you can double click on this file to expand it into a directory. However, on Windows, you need some additional software such as 7-zip or WinZip to open this compressed file. The lesson that is linked on the summary sheet will give you hyperlink text to the 7-zip or WinZip applications for you to download and install. I already have 7-zip installed on my computer, so I can right click on this file and say open with 7-zip file manager. This will allow me to either extract the contents or just explore the contents. So I'm going to double click on this to explore the contents. So you will see a history folder. And if we go into that folder, you will see 7-zip files. Each of these zip files contains a change.txt file, which is a record of each individual transformation that we did to the data. If I go up one level again, you will see in total we did 7 transformations. So there is a zip folder for each transformation that we did. If I go back another level, you will also see a data.zip folder. If we go into that folder, you will see a data.txt file. This file is a copy of our raw data. You might also see other files in here. You can import an existing project into OpenRefine by clicking on Open. Let's just go back to that by clicking on Open. And instead of creating a new project, you can choose Import Project. And now you should choose the file that we have downloaded previously with the .tar.gz extension and click Open. You can rename your project if you want. You don't have to, but you can. So let's call it Project 3, just so that we can see this new project in a new window. And you will see that you end up with the data that has been cleaned already. And if you click on the Undo Redo tab, you will see all the cleaning steps that were performed previously. You can also export your cleaned data only rather than the entire project. To do that, click on the Export button in the top right corner and then choose Tab Separated Value or Comma Separated Value. You might remember from the spreadsheet lesson that it is important to export data in widely supported non-proprietary file formats such as TSV or CSV, because it improves the ability of yourself and others to use your data. So let's choose comma separated value as the format, and we can call this clean data, for example. And I'm going to save this in my OpenRefine folder. So to conclude this lecture, clean data or entire projects can be exported from OpenRefine, and projects can be shared with collaborators, enabling them to see, reproduce, and check all the data cleaning steps that you performed. And this is something that you can't do in Excel unless you manually track your steps. So this is the end of lecture 13. In the next lecture, we will look at other resources in OpenRefine.